back. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into today's show. This is Thursday, October the 19th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Starting off in this rainy, cloudy, overcast Thursday. Actually, a perfect day to take the trailer over to Northern Michigan RV. Spoke with Tony this morning. Going to have it winterized and stored there on his property. And you guys can go and check out Trucker Randy's trailer. It's up for sale. We're going to have for sale signs on it with the phone number to call. And we are excited. We are going to be using that money to expand the radio station. When we get that all put together, we'll let you know all about it. But yes, we're excited, and if you know somebody who would like a fantastic deal on basically a brand new trailer, it's been used one trip out west last summer. Vicki and I went out to Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone, Polson, Montana, got to go by the Yellowstone Ranch there in Darby, Montana. Izzy Lyman did the show for us for that entire month, and we got to see the country. 4,000-mile trip, and that's it. So it's going to be winterized over there for you guys to view. I'll deliver it directly to your home, and I'll show you how to set it up. We'll get the hitch set up for your vehicle, and it tows very easy. It's an ultralight aluminum frame, 25-foot slide-out, rear kitchen model. Love it. Brand-new memory foam queen-size bed. We love it. But we have to make an investment in the radio station, the real estate, all the things that goes along with this transaction. So that's why we're selling the travel trailer. We're reinvesting and expanding the signal, hopefully of 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Appreciate you guys being part of it. Some text messages coming in already this morning. No, Bob, that's no interest to us at all, but I appreciate the text message. Officer Rick, down in Aruba, beautiful water, just absolutely gorgeous. 88 degrees, breeze off the ocean, feels nice and cool. So he's having the vacation of a lifetime, him and his wife down there in Aruba. So congratulations, guys. Good for you. Hope you're having fun. Waiting for their Jeep rental. Going to go a little Bajan on Aruba. Let's see, William Hamilton, he is a county commissioner down in Lapeer County. Is there about getting more kids into university indoctrination? Oh, okay. He's texting in from yesterday's show. I'm sorry, William. I'm not even sure what you're talking about. We move on. We don't memorize the shows. Honestly, I've had people come up to me and say, man, that was a great show today. I heard the third hour. And I'm like, okay, thank you. What was I talking about? And they told me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, got it. Yep. So, again, can't text me between 6 and 9 a.m. unless you're looking for a link, a clickable link to one of our events, or one of our sponsors, something going on. You can text me those, but comments into the show, that's only 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. So appreciate you guys being part of it. We got a state rep coming in the second hour. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Presque Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE and G-Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I want to remind you that starting today, tomorrow, and Saturday, 9 to 5, no appointment needed, Northern Michigan RV is doing their fall-winter winterization special. $99, bring your camper, motorhome, trailer, whatever you have over there, just line up. $99, winterize the entire trailer, blow up the lines, fill them with antifreeze, drain the hot water tank, check your roof, make sure there's no leaks. If there is, they'll caulk it, they'll get it ready for you, ready for storage. That starts today, They opened 15 minutes ago, 9 to 5 tomorrow and Saturday, starting today. And then if you can't get there today, tomorrow, or Saturday, they'll be doing it next Friday and next Saturday as well. Go inside, have some coffee and donuts, apple cider, and put your name in for hourly drawing. They'll be giving away prizes. So definitely go over and see Tony and the guys, and they'll take care of you. Now, an interesting thing is happening in Washington, D.C. Again, we're focused on Michigan news, Michigan politics. But you just heard at the top of the hour, our very own first congressional district congressman, Jack Bergman, is contemplating throwing his hat into the ring for Speaker of the House. Now, this is extremely troubling to me on a couple of reasons. Number one, Congressman Bergman has an alcoholic as a chief of staff, Tony List. Childhood friend since kindergarten with John Yab of Strategic National. If you look at his voting record, not that much conservative. Nowhere near the conservative that Jim Jordan is from Ohio. Biggest problem Dave Ageman has with Jack Bergman is he voted for a defense budget that kept funding in it for the military to pay for sex change operations for military active duty people. There's one TV commercial running from the federal government regarding veterans where this big guy wearing a wig and fake eyebrows, eyelashes, fake fingernails. Yeah, we all serve and we all deserve our benefits. Yes, the military has LGBTQ people in it, and they paid for my sex change, basically is the message. Jack Bergman voted for it. Jack Bergman, as a moderate at best in Washington, D.C., and why is he doing it? Because it started off with 20 rhinos not supporting Jim Jordan. Yesterday's vote, two more joined in. They feel like they have momentum. 22 people, Republicans, not supporting Jim Jordan to be the next speaker. One of them, of course, John James. And I believe it's John James that's doing this, causing this, and perhaps may be behind even Jack Bergman throwing his hat in the ring, if called upon. I served my country once before. When called, if called, I will serve my country again. This has nothing to do with service to your country, sir, with all due respect. While I respect your service in the Marines, helicopter pilot, I do not support you to be speaker. President, Vice President, Speaker of the House, chain of succession, to have Jack Bergman on the possibility of a short list of being President of the United States? No, I'm sorry. That's unacceptable. And these rhinos that are supporting him, pushing him to do this, shame, shame, shame on you. Joe in Brutus As a veteran from 1997 to 2001, that commercial hurts me to my core. Have you seen it? Have you seen it, Joe? You know which one I'm talking about. Unbelievable. One of the things that you have to understand Got it. I'm reading while I'm talking. I apologize. One of the things I think we're looking at here is the fact that these rhinos, 21st round of voting, now 22, they're never Trumpers. They hate Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Jim Jordan has been a very strong supporter of Donald Trump. They don't want Jim Jordan to be the speaker. Why? Because he's a Trump supporter. Totally supports the president. And they know that Donald Trump will prevail in these criminal cases. He will win the nomination to be the Republican nominee next year for president. And when he comes back this time to Washington, the deep state is in trouble. Jim Jordan, Speaker of the House, the deep state is in trouble. And they could see Jack Bergman as the person to keep the deep state, to keep the swamp, the establishment going exactly the way it is. Show me something on your voting record, Jack, that proves me wrong. Show me a controversial vote anywhere. Anywhere that says you're for liberty. Less spending in Washington. Eliminating just one. Give me one federal bureaucracy department that you have advocated eliminating. Department of Education? No. Nothing. But you think you have risen to the gravitas of being Speaker of the House, third in line to the Oval Office? Really? Sorry, Jack. Can't support it. Don't support it in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, I don't even think you should run for re-election next year. I think you should retire. It's time for a younger person to be in that position. So come on the show, debate me, talk about it, talk to the audience. Explain to us why you believe you should be Speaker of the House. What is causing you to do this? Because you can bring the two sides together. You could get Democrats to vote for you to be Speaker. You could bring these 22 rhinos together to vote for you. And you can be the consensus candidate. You can bring people together. You can unite the United States House of Representatives. Because of your military background, you can be a leader. Got it. Okay. Again, I go back to your voting record. I go back to the fact that you donated $5,000 to Cam Cavett, who's not a veteran, from your Star PAC, which was formed and has specific definitions in that PAC, Political Action Committee, that you would be supporting veterans to run for office. But yet you gave $5,000 to a non-veteran. Sorry, Jack, just can't support it. And if the majority of the Republicans stay behind Jim Jordan and they go through these rounds of voting like they did back with McCarthy, 15 rounds of voting, I believe they'll get there. But you think, you really think, you have the ability to lead in the House, to lead the legislative agenda, to be the speaker, in control of all the committee assignments. If that's the case, you definitely need a new chief of staff. Not somebody who drinks his lunches when he goes out and meets with people. Anyway, long story, lots of history there. Not going to get into all of it. But it's sad to think that somebody wants to contribute to a absolute chaotic situation going on in Washington, D.C., and it's our very own Congressman Jack Bergman from the 1st District. I got news alerts yesterday afternoon. 9 and 10 put out a story. All kinds of people put out stories that Jack Bergman's thinking about putting his name in for candidacy for Speaker of the House. When I first heard it, I thought it was a joke. But we'll see how it plays out. That's all we can do. A couple of text messages. Bo in Indian River, he's wanting to know when the new merchandise will be ready. As a matter of fact, I'm working on the quotes right now. Carter's has put together a quote for me. Our cost on it is going to be $26 for a Trucker Randy hat. Your Defending Fathers embroidered on it. They will be black. And then, of course, the black T-shirts that go with them. Again, all you got to do is go out and get yourself a pair of Carhartts. The relaxed fit cargo pants from Tractor Supply. And then you can look just like me. I have 4 uniforms, 4 pairs of pants, 4 radio shirts, a hat that I wear everywhere I go. It's my radio uniform. Brett Gooding says, I want a hat. Okay, very good. We got to put together an order. I believe it's for 50. Carter said they can do them in batches of 50 to get me that pricing. We'll probably sell them for 30 unless we have to ship them to you. We'll have them available at Carter's there in Petoskey. You can pick them up there. But Brett asked a very good question. Who wants to look that old? Hey, be careful, dude. I might dye this thing black and lose probably 20 years. We'll see. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number 1. We'll be right back.